The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for the high school girls basketball as Wayndale goes against Highland. Here is Matt Croy.
And ladies and good evening, Wayndale comes in with a record of 1-1 on the year, taking on the Lady Hawks with a record of 0-1. Stay tuned, we'll be speaking with both head coaches coming up next on the pregame show on WKLM.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County high school graduating seniors may apply.
The moment so many have waited for is finally here. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting high school applications for next school year. Prospective students can find the application at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to register for any of our 34 high school programs. Discover your passion and prepare for your future by applying today. Learn more about your options by visiting our program pages on our website. Check out our new dental assisting and fire and EMS technology courses, or even CAD development and design, pharmacy technician, or project lead the way engineering. We are Buckeye Proud.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobburn from Hobburn's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Stabaugh coming off that 5-point loss at Strongsville to open up the year, taking on Wayndale here tonight. Looking back to that last game, Brady, you had a dominant second quarter for you. They came back and kind of returned the favor, though, really in a key third quarter of that last game.
Yeah, you know, it was, you could not ask for a better game to start out the season from a coaching perspective. You know, played really well first half. I was proud of our kids the way we came out. First game of the year can sometimes be a little sluggish, a little slow. But, you know, obviously we could have played better third quarter and then into the fourth quarter. But I do feel like for these kids that haven't necessarily had to step up and take over big games before, it was good for them to have to go through that, to feel that. Incredible environment to start out the season. That was a district final, regional final type atmosphere in game one. And so from the coaching perspective, definitely a lot of things to take away from, watch ourselves, and continue to get better.
Great to get a peek, compete against a good team like that. And also you'll do that here on your home floor here tonight against this Wayndale team. What stands out to you about this year's Wayndale squad you're taking on?
Yeah, you know, as always, they're a scrappy team. They play extremely hard. Coach's daughter, Geyser, is an unbelievable player. Knockdown shooter. You can't let her get open. And all their role kids play extremely hard. So for us, we feel like this game's going to come down to rebounding. Can you secure the clean defensive rebounds so we can run, but also get a couple offensive rebounds so we can get some easy points too?
Nice to go up on the road sometimes, but also nice to be back at home, right?
Yeah, you know, first game of the year to, you know, finally be back in the gym. It feels good. Basketball time. Winter's coming, and so it's fun to be a part of. The atmosphere is awesome.
Brady, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Matt.
That's the voice of Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Schlabel.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
In a little side, 7th-year Wayndale head basketball coach Rich Geiser, record 101 on the season after the loss to Broadview Heights. Bass back last night, Rick, with that victory over Hillsdale. Talk about the win last night, what you liked about what your team played last night.
It was a good bounce-back game for us. You know, we were on the road. In fact, our first 7 games are on the road this year, so we're kind of road warriors right now. We saw a different style. We got went against a lot of zone last night. We have a lot of young kids, and we're just learning the ropes and trying to get comfortable. So we saw man-to-man. We saw a lot of zone in the first 2 games. And so really good for us to grow as a team.
Also, I'd ask you about that, Rick. The first game against a very good Broadview Heights team, it's a loss. What can you take away from a loss like that against a quality opponent?
Well, we always want to play really good. You know, that's why we're excited to be down here at Highland tonight. Broadview Heights brought a lot of experience. They have their best player back from that miss last year to an ACL, and they were really good. And so you play those teams, and they help you find out what you got to get better at. And so it's important to play good teams early so that you can learn what you're not good at and continue to improve.
You mentioned quality opponent again on the road against this Highland team here. What's the exactly about this Highland team for this season?
Well, Highland, you know, is always going to guard you hard. They're going to make things difficult. They're going to be prepared. And then offensively, they're always going to be skilled. So they present lots of challenges, which is great from a scouting report standpoint to help young teams learn how to handle situations, how to guard situations. And so we're excited to be down here. We're excited for a new challenge. And, you know, hopefully we can put back-to-back games together where we play well. But I know it's going to be a huge challenge.
In order to do that, to play well back-to-back games, what do you have to do here tonight?
Well, I'm a little nervous about our legs. Back-to-back nights can be hard. But if we can keep them in front, contest the three-point line, and then find a way to slow down Joplin a little bit, which is a huge challenge, as we know. But and then after that, you got to rebound. So you got to defend and rebound to give yourself a chance, and then take advantage of opportunities when you get them on offense.
Rick, thanks for your time.
I appreciate it.
That's the voice of Wayndale head basketball coach Rick Geiser.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
And last season's matchup at Wayndale, Highland defeated Wayndale by the score of 68-54. In that contest, for the Lady Hawks, they were led in scoring by Ashley Millett. Of course, Ashley now over at Ashland University. And Ashley had 19 points in that contest. Also, Mallory Sussman had 11 points. She's now gone to graduation. Of course, played soccer this past year over at Malone. She had 11 points in the game to go along with her 8 rebounds in that contest as well. Macy Mullet had 8 points in that matchup last year. And Joplin Yoder had a big game. She finished up with 18 points herself to go along with 8 boards in a win over Wayndale a season ago. For the Golden Bears last year, they were led by Kylie Geyser. She finished up with 17 points. Geyser last year. Of course, just a sophomore last year, now a junior. But again, Kylie Geyser had 17 points against Highland a season ago. And also McKenna Bainey finished up with 13 points to go along with 5 rebounds as well. 11 points also scored by Alyssa Geyser. Of course, now gone to graduation. She had 11 points in the matchup last year. Again, Highland won that game 68-54. Highland, of course, in Division 4, went all the way to the regional championship game where they would fall in overtime to Waterford, 53-51. And Waterford eventually would fall to Fort Laramie in the state championship game last year. And for Wayndale in Division 3, they would go down in the Northeast 2 District semifinals, going down to the 17 seed Trinity by the score of 47-39 in double overtime in that game. Triway would go on to defeat Trinity Heights, of course, in that district championship game a season ago. Highland, of course, would capture the outright IVC title last year, going 12-0 in the conference play. And Triway, or Tuskegee Valley, rather, finished up in second place at 10-2, while Highland finished up at 20-2 overall during regular season play last year. For Wayndale last year, they would finish up in second, for them in second place in the Wayne County Athletic League. Chippewa won the conference title outright, going 13-1. Wayndale finished up at 12-2 in conference play, and they also finished up at 17-5 overall during regular season action. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a nice size two-bedroom home that is a great alternative to buying a condo, then check out this property at 102 Quinn Circle in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. The home has a new kitchen with hard surface countertops and high-end appliances. The flooring has been replaced throughout the home, while the laundry off the kitchen has a separate room for folding and keeping cleaning supplies. Updated light fixtures and a fresh coat of paint has been added to the walls and trim. Located in the West Olds Local School District. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Daniel Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and the Black Friday appliance savings run all month long. Get a large capacity General Electric washer and dryer at just $499 each, or save $1,780 on a four-piece GE kitchen package, including a French door refrigerator, range, microwave, and dishwasher for the low price of just $2,700. Get free in-carton drop-off or professional installation on all appliances. It's Black November at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83, or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get ready for Thanksgiving with these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Loin Roast, $8.98 a pound. 80% fresh ground chuck, $3.98 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Bottom Round Roast, $4.98 a pound. We also have Bone-In Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.98 a pound. Boneless Gerber Chicken Lover's Choice, $3.99 a pound. USDA Choice Beef Bottom Round Steak, $5.18 a pound. And fresh Golden Pineapple, $1.48 each. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Highland fell in their season opener on the road to Division I Strongsville. Of course, that's back on Friday by the score of 52-47 in the game. The game was tied at 47 there late in regulation, where Strongsville would close out the game on a 5-run to get that 52-47 victory. Now, Highland, in that loss, they were led in scoring. Joplin Yoder, of course, the Ashland commit, had 13 points and 12 rebounds for the double-double. Also, Trish Troyer, she would can 2 3-pointers in the game. She had 12 points as well in that contest. Macy Mullen, the sophomore, had 10 points in 9 points scored also by Ellie Haberger. She had 9 points to go along with her 8 rebounds in that 5-point setback for the Lady Hawks to open up the season. Wayndale began their season with the 56-33 loss. That was to Broadview Heights at the Smithville Barn Bowl Classic, and then came back and got a win last night by the score of 50-23. That was on the road over Hillsdale, so Wayndale has a record of 1-1. Overall around the area so far in girls basketball, Central Christian has a record of 2-0, while Loudonville is 1-1, Garraway 1-1, Wayndale and West Holmes both 1-1, while Highland, Triway, and Wayndale are 0-1. In the OCC and non-conference action, New Philadelphia, Lexington, and West Holmes, should say New Philadelphia, rather, is 1-0, while Lexington and West Holmes are 1-1. Mansfield Senior 0-1. Ashland, Madison, and Worcester are all 0-2. In the IVC North Division and non-conference action, Malvern, along with Newcomerstown and TCC, are all 1-0, while East Canton is 1-1 overall, and Buckeye Trail also 1-1. Connaughton Valley 0-2. And also the IVC South in non-conference action, Claymont is 2-0 overall, while Tuskegee Valley, along with Ridgewood and Indian Valley, are all 1-0. Garraway is 1-1. Sandy Valley 1-2. And out of the IVC North Division or South Division teams. And for Wayndale, of course, out of the Wayne County Athletic League so far, Northwestern is 1-0, Wayndale 1-0, Hillsdale, Rittman are 0-1 so far in conference action. Let's take a quick break, come back, and get some thoughts from Jake Seidel right after this on WKLM.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year. Other girls' games around the area tonight has Fairless visiting Stralsburg in Malvern. Is playing host to David Anderson. McRae alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's contest. Both Highland and Wayndale, of course, coming in. As usual, Jake playing tough schedules. Highland had that tough 5-point loss to a very good Strongsville team. Of course, Wayndale a loss to Broadview Heights, but again, playing a very good competition already so far in the game.
We talk about these two teams and scheduling hard competition all season long. It makes me a little bit sad. We're seeing this as... this early in the season, this is a game I'd like to see as a tune-up before you got into the tournament. But, hey, any chance you get to play good competition, especially a backyard rival, makes for a good basketball game.
Of course, Highland anxious to try and get into the winning column, I'm sure, here tonight on their home floor. First game on their home floor of the season for Wayndale. They had that win last night over Hillsdale. Good to get in the win column for them, but also coming back on a back-to-back nights here for this game. And Rick Eiser talked about that, see what kind of legs they have here in the second half as this game kind of wears on.
And they're going to have a tough task with this full-court press we see from the Highland Hawks that they've been known for. We know they're going to get out there. They're going to look to get in the Golden Bears' heads and really force them to make errors that they normally wouldn't make. But you look at the other side, the senior class on this Golden Bears team, they've made trips to state, they've made trips to regionals, they've made trips to district finals just as much as the Highland Hawks had. These are probably the two most postseason, for lack of a better term, seasoned squads in the area.
Certainly are. We'll take a break, and Jake Seidel will be back around with tonight's starting lineups and the opening tip after this on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Angela Barry for tonight's national anthem. It's brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll pick up the national anthem momentarily.
Thank you.
Again, tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, thank you, Matt. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, the Wayndale Golden Bears and head coach Rick Geiser, they'll line up like this. It'll be a 5'3 senior, pardon me, sophomore guard wearing number 1, Audrey Troyer. A 5'5 junior guard wearing number 3, Maddie Miller. A 5'10 junior forward wearing number 10, Brooke Thompson. A 5'7 junior guard wearing number 20, Kylie Geiser. And a 5'6 junior forward wearing number 21, Maddie Bainey. On the other side for the Highland Hawks, led by head coach Brady Schlabel, they'll line up like this. A 5'6 sophomore guard who scored 10 points and had 3 rebounds in her opening game. That is number 2, Macy Mullett. A 5'10 senior forward, 9 points, 8 rebounds, number 3, Ellie Habiger. A 5'5 junior guard wearing number 11, Evie Nash. She had 3 points and 2 rebounds. A 5'7 senior guard wearing number 15, Trish Troyer. She had 12 points and 2 rebounds. And rounding out the starting five will be a 6-foot senior post who scored 13 points and had 12 rebounds against Strongsville. That's the Ashland commit, number 35, Joplin Yoder, pardon me.
Brady Schlabel in his third season, Highland 0-1 on the year, while Wayndale's head coach Rick Geiser in his seventh season, their record is 1-1. Tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint shops will have your car looking brand new. They will even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. I'm glad to have you with us here on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Highland with their white jerseys and white shorts, red and rolls, and also red and white trim. Wayndale with their brown jerseys and brown shorts and also another gold numerals and gold trim as well. Jumping for Highland, going to be Joplin Yoder, a 6-foot senior. And jumping on the other end for Wayndale, stepping in the circle, going to be Brooke Compton. She's a 5'10" junior. There's the toss. It'll be won by Wayndale, going from right to left here at the Perry Reese Junior Community Center, the home opener for the Lady Hawks. Into the front court, here's a dribble out top by Troyer. Her pass can be received inside the circle by Geiser. She'll pick it up. Kylie Geiser at the top of the key. Pass moves to Troyer near the midcourt line. Troyer dribbles it high on the right. Pass left to the foul line, back to Geiser. On the left elbow, dribbles it to the foul circle. Pass inside, going to be stolen away by Macy Mullett. Highland with the other direction, going left to right. Macy Mullett has it out top. Out top to Habiger, left wing now. And the three-pointer by Trish Troyer is up in the air, going to be knocked down.
That's exactly what you want to see to get things started. You get the steal, go right down the court, and Trish Troyer wide open from three.
Can't leave her open. Troyer had 12 points and nailed 2 three-pointers in that season-opening loss to Strongsville. Wayndale basketball to the front court. Here's Kylie Geiser averaging 14.5 a game. Pass goes to the corner. Three-pointer goes up in the air by Maddie Miller. Way off the mark. Rebound to the floor. Going to be chased down by Habiger. Highland basketball to the front court. Now the Evie Mast. Mast dribbles it to the foul line. Delane lost it. Grabbed the side by Habiger. She'll put it up in with the left hand.
That's just right place in the right time for Habiger there. That ball just kind of got poked out, fell to her.
Stolen away on the press by Macy Mullett. Her shot's off the glass, going to be no good. Rebound fought for. Chased down by Evie Mast to the court. Actually goes out of bounds. Couldn't quite corral it, but it will be off of Wayneville, and Highland will keep the basketball.
Kind of going back to that play, Habiger was just kind of sitting under the net looking for the rebound. Ball got poked away right into her breadbasket, able to put it up and in. It's a great, almost situational awareness.
Three-point off the inbounds pass by Joplin Yoder. Meanwhile, she knocks it down, and Lady Hawks a red-hot start. They're up 8-0, 6:38 to play first quarter. Timeout by Wayndale. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrin's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. to make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Stay tuned immediately following the game tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Blaise and Mullins reporting all area scores for you all the way until midnight. Wayndale has the basketball out of the timeout, down 8-0. And full court pressure being shown again by the Lady Hawks. Maddie Miller to inbound. Her pass into the hands of Audrey Troyer, the 5'3 sophomore guard, averaging 6.5 a game. She'll take it across the midcourt line. Wayndale basketball down 8-0. Troyer dribbles it to the left wing. Comes to a jump stop, kicks it back out top. Received now by Madeline Beatty back on the right side. Here's in the hands of Troyer, dribbles it to the left wing. Troyer kicks it back out top to Beatty. Beatty looking for. Now the handoff back to Troyer. Troyer to the baseline. Cut off to the baseline. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound to the floor. Going to be picked up by Macy Mullen. She'll take it herself for Highland across the midcourt line. Mullen to the left wing. Goes out top. Joplin Yoder. Head fake. Her shot for the foul line up in the air. No good. Rebound to the floor. Going to be picked up by the Golden Bears. On the rebound was Maddie Miller. Wayndale basketball to the front court. Here's Kylie Geiser, the 5'7 junior. Geiser crosses over to the left wing. Out of the foul line. Pass goes to the corner. Received by Troyer. Goes out top. Three-pointer by Beatty up in the air. That's going to be off the mark, off the backboard. Rebound to the floor. Fofor going to be a held ball. Tied up. Arrow does point to Highland. So they'll get the team rebound. And all Highland here early on.
And they seem to just have the Golden Bears off schedule. They forced Rick Geiser to call that timeout early. And since then, a few looks from the Golden Bears, but the Hawks' defense has been suffocating.
Certainly has. And at the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives the free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Here's a three-pointer for the quarter up in the air. No good by Perrin Mischler. Rebound, however, grabbed by Joplin Yoder. She'll keep it alive. Now to Weaver. Drive. Lane runner by Lever with a left hand. That's going to be good. Torrey Weaver off the bench. Knocks it down on the drive. 10-0 lead for the Lady Hawks. Her first two of the game, and now Wayne Gill has the basketball. Audrey Troyer across the timeline. Dribbles the left wing. Pass down out top now. In the hands down of Bella Perry. Back in the right wing to Geiser. Shovels it back out top to Troyer, but stolen away by Weaver. Goes over to Trish Troyer. Back to Weaver in the front court. Picks it up. Back out top, Trish Troyer. She'll find Perrin Mischler. Gets the handoff now to Joplin Yoder to the foul circle. Yoder now to the foul line. To Lane. Up out shot by Yoder. No good, but she's going to be fouled. Blocking foul called inside. That'll be slapped on Natalie Clever. First team foul on Wayndale.
And they'll send one of the Hawks' best shooters in Joplin Yoder to the free throw line. She's down in the lineup as a post, but it's just kind of weird. Holmes County this year has two posts that can shoot from anywhere on the floor. You'll see her line up, shoot it from deep, take those mid-range jumpers, and drive in.
And that free throw, nothing but net, right on schedule. Here now up to 4 points for Joplin Yoder on the night. Again, had 13 points, 12 rebounds in that season opener at Strongsville for the six-foot senior. One more free throw to go for Joplin Yoder. Torrey Weaver is out there. Evie Mast, along with Ellie Hamburger and Perrin Mischler for the Lady Hawks. Second free throw by Yoder is up in the air. That's going to be good. Knocks them both down. She has 5 points. 12-0 lead for Highland. Full court pressure is on. Inbound and a grab by Kylie Geiser. She'll be fouled, though. A little too close for comfort was Torrey Weaver. That'll be the first team foul on Highland.
Yeah, just a little too much there. Coming down with the basketball, you kind of bump into him there. You're going to get a foul a lot of the time, but that's the right idea, still working with that full court press.
Press is still there. With it in the backcourt is Audrey Troyer. Gets a pass off. Geiser now has the basketball at three-quarter score, working against Weaver across the midcourt line. Geiser dribbles it. Lob pass goes to the right side. Going to be grabbed by Compson. Guarded tightly by Joplin Yoder. Goes out top of the pass to Geiser. Geiser to the foul line. To the lane. Geiser running left hand up in the air. Going to be no good. Tough shot. Out of bounds. Off the hands. Bella Perry. Highland's going to have this basketball. Suffocating defense that time by the Lady Hawks.
Well, you go back to Joplin Yoder. You know, we talked about her offense. Now you look at her defense. She had her hands every which way. Anywhere the ball was moved, her hand was right there trying to knock it away.
Meanwhile, Evie Mast tried to hand it off to Perrin Mischler, high on the left, couldn't handle the pass. It'll be out of bounds, and it will be deflected.
No, I was saying that was
it'll be
first,
a turnover on
first
Highland.
Turnover.
So it'll be Wayneville with it here at side court. 4:20 to play in the first quarter. Inbound in the backcourt by Andre Troyer. Goes to Compton. Gets the handoff back to Troyer. Troyer, a three-quarter score now across the half-court line. Working against Perrin Mishler. Troyer dribbles it now to the left wing. Being handled again by Mishler. Dribbles it out top. Pass goes to the right point. Move over to Kylie Geiser. Her three-pointer goes up, but they're going to be no good off the backboard. Rebound goes to Ellie Habiger. Highland ball. Evie Mass with it now in the backcourt. She'll cross the half-court line. Mass down the right wing. Picks it up. Lobs it inside. Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the baseline and gets called for ramming the shoulder into Kylie Geiser for the offensive foul. So second team foul on Highland. And Joplin Yoder has her first. And Highland also has their second turnover. And checking in now for Highland, going to be Macy Miller checking in. Also out there will be Macy Mullet along with Trish Troyer, Ellie Habiger, and Evie Mass will remain on the floor. Vocal pressure is on. Embedded in a grab, deflected, but picked up by Clever for the Golden Bears. Now to Geiser in the backcourt. Kylie Geiser works it against Trish Troyer. And now dribbles it across the midcourt line and took too long. 10-second violation. And again, Highland had it. Tough pressure, then he backed off a little bit and it just took too long to get across midcourt. The fourth turnover now on Wayndale.
I think that goes back to that deflection on the inbounds pass. It just, again, got the Golden Bears off schedule. They weren't expecting it.
Inbounded by Macy Miller, stolen away by Kylie Geiser. Highland has their third turnover. Golden Bears basketball. Back to Geiser left wing, dribbles it to the corner. Geiser, three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Geiser, however. Pass inside, going to be received out top by Andre Troyer. Troyer to the foul line. Now to the left wing on the dribble. Cross-court pass received now by Bella Perry. Perry loves it out top. He'll be grabbed by Kayla Miller now on the left point. Her bounce pass goes out top to Clever. Clever dribbles the left wing, pass inside to Troyer. Crosser pass to the corner now. Received on the far end by Geiser. Geiser spins around on the right wing, gets called for traveling. And just nothing open against the Highland defense. The fifth turnover on Wayndale. Timeout called by the Golden Bears. 3:06 to play first quarter. Highland has a 12-0 lead. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin. On Friday, December 6th, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, December 7th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Palm Marine Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health. Funding patient care equipment and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Hawks basketball out of the timeout and a 12-0 advantage. Macy Miller to inbound does so to Macy Mullet in the backcourt. Mullet dribbles it at three-quarter score. Had 10 points, three boards in that season opening loss to Strongsville. Into the front court, the pass goes to Trish Troyer on the left wing. She'll dribble it out top. Pass inside goes to Habiger. Deflected away on the four. Grabs it. Now back out top to Edie Master. Three-pointer going to be knocked down.
I don't know how Habiger saved that one when she went down on her knee. I thought she was going to be out on the baseline, but able to save it. And then getting Mass wide open there once again. That's the third triple in the first quarter for the Hawks.
15-0 Highland. Wayndale basketball. Geiser. Pass goes to the corner now. Received by Kayla Miller. Goes out top of the pass to the foul line. Fumbling is Clever. Picks it back up. And gets a pass back up finally to Kayla Miller. Now to Troyer. Troyer going to be a foul. A little too close on the hand check. Will be called on Evie Mass. 13 foul on Highland. Mass has her first personal foul.
And that's something we've seen Evie Mass do since her first year on the team. She can get in there and kind of be that presence, getting up, being physical. Yeah, she's going to pick up some fouls on some, you know, pretty obvious hand checks. But when she can get in the point guard's head and kind of knock it away, that's when the Hawks defense really takes it to the next level.
Yeah, Highland can live with those fouls if you're being aggressive, and they're certainly doing that right now at 15-0. Wayndale basketball with it is Clever on the right wing, pass inside, and it goes to Compton, who lays it up and in. Brooke Compton, the first points of the game for Wayndale. Highland basketball to the front court. Here's Macy Mullet, up 15-2. Mullet to the left wing. Picks it up. Mullet out top of the pass to Joplin Yoder. Yoder jabs up down to the foul line in the lane. Up out shot by Yoder. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Comston. Golden Bears basketball. Here's Kylie Geiser with it into the front court. 1:48 to play first quarter. Geiser left wing. Going to be fouled on the reach in by Joplin Yoder. 14th foul on Highland. And Joplin now has her second personal foul.
Yeah, you don't want that. Like we said, in that game against Strongsville, 13 points, 12 rebounds, a double-double, and now she's kind of sitting right there, got 5 points so far, but now she's going to probably be on the bench for the rest of this first quarter and probably part of the beginning of the second.
She'll have a seat. Perrin Mishler, the freshman, is in. Wayndale basketball down 15-2. Geiser with it near the midcourt line. Picks it up too soon and throws it away. Stolen by Perrin Mishler. Her layup is going to be off the glass and good. Perrin Mishler, the freshman's on the board. 17-2 lead for Highland. And that'll be the sixth Wayndale turnover. Full court pressure on. Here's a dribble in the backcourt by Natalie Clever, the 5'6 sophomore. Takes it across the midcourt line. Works it against Macy Mullen. Now takes it to the left wing. Clever to the baseline and gets called for traveling. And now up to 7 turnovers in this first quarter of action for the Golden Bears.
The Bears just look rattled so far. They're getting up. It seems like every other possession, they're setting something up. They're moving the ball around, but right there, they're able to drive in, and it still ends in a turnover. I think they just haven't found that opening yet, and the Hawks defense are looking for.
Runner by Trish Troyer's off the glass. No good. Rebound to the four. Fought for. Dove after, and finally corralled by Clever, and then it's going to be tied up. Arrow does point to Wayndale, so they'll have the basketball. Just under a minute to play in the first quarter. Geiser back in after a short rest, and she'll replace Maya Spiller, the 5'5 sophomore. Audrey Troyer inbound, does so in the backcourt to Comston. Back to Audrey Troyer. And the sophomore guard works it against Weaver at three-quarters court. Now across the midcourt line. Dribbles it high on the left. Picks it up. Pass near side to the Geiser. 43 seconds in counting first quarter. Geiser shovels it back out top to Bella Perry. Pass inside, deflected away, but grabbed by Comston inside the foul circle. Her 18 footers up in the air, can be knocked down.
Broken play, but it works out exactly how the Bears needed it to.
She has all 4 points as Comston for Wayndale in this game, down 17-4. Highland ball, here's Mullet's pass, right wing to Perrin Mishler. Her 3-4 going to be in and out, no good. Rebound to the four, will be chased down by Troyer. Out top to Mishler, right wing back to Mullet. Her 3-pointer going to be in and out, no good. Rebound, fall four, and chased down now, finally, by Natalie Clever. Wayndale ball to the front court. Clever now left wing. Dribbles it, cross her pass, right corner. 3-pointer by Bella Perry's up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound, however, grabbed by Clever. Shovels it out top, and that'll do it here for the first quarter of action. At the end of one from the recenter, it's Highland 17 and Wayndale 4. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Just about ready for the start of the second quarter. On the floor for Highland is Macy Mullet, also Perrin Mishler, along with Trish Troyer, Ellie Hamburger, and Tori Weaver. First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel, where Highland was 3-for-6 on three-pointers for 50%. Wayndale 0-for-5. Highland 3-for-7 from two-point range for 43% shooting. Wayndale 2-for-4 for 50%. Highland 2-for-2 for the foul line. Wayndale did not attempt the foul shot, while the Lady Hawks out-rebounded the Golden Bears 8-to-5 in that first quarter of play. Wayndale has 7 turnovers, while Highland had 3. It'll be Highland basketball to begin the second quarter of action. Tori Weaver to inbound it here at side court. She'll do so to Macy Mowat. Mowat to the front court, guarded by Geiser. Bounce pass right wing to Perrin Mischler. Goosey out top with it. Now to Habiger, left wing Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound going to be pulled down by Troyer. Going to be a whistle blown, though, inside. Going to be a foul called, apparently. And that's going to be on Wayneville on the loose ball foul. So their first team foul course of the quarter. And that's going to be on Audrey Troyer for the push-off, getting that board. Her first personal foul. Inbounds the right wing to Mason Mullet, who dribbles it out top. Mullet lobs the right wing back to Weaver. Weaver lobs the right post, goes inside now. Over to Habiger. And she lost it as it's stripped away by Compston. Highland has that turnover. That'll be their fourth. And Wayndale has the basketball. Here's Geiser to the front court. Dribbles it out top. Geiser spins around, working against Weaver. Gets the hand off to Audrey Troyer near midcourt. Guarded by Mullet. Troyer dribbles it out top. Surveys it, looking for somebody to come open. Finally gets a pass off. Nobody open, but it'll be reflected in the hands somehow to Geiser. Her cross-court pass inside to Compston. Her shot for the paint going to be partially blocked by Habiger. Rebound by Trish Troyer. Highland ball. Troyer to the front court now for the Lady Hawks. Into the corner goes to Perrin Mischler. Mischler to the baseline under the bucket and lost it out of bounds, but off the hands of Compston, and Highland will keep the ball.
You know, we've seen Perrin Mischler make that run down to the corner, and she's taken a few of those three-point shots. That time, a great drive to the bucket. I think she might have just miscounted her steps there. She wanted to try to get it in the basket and couldn't find a way to pass out of it.
Mashed in for Weaver, embedded to the paint, deflected out top, or she'll be chased down by Mischler near that midcourt line. Mischler dribbles it against Troyer. Shovels a pass to Mullet high on the right. Mullet dribbles the top of the key. Gets the handoff now to Edie Mast. Mast with it high on the right, directing traffic out top. Now to the left side. Dribbles it. Drive. Scoop shot by Mast. No good, but she drew a foul. A crafty move inside by Evie Mast will get her a trip to the foul line.
Yeah, good job. Just underhanded scoop shot. We've seen that fall for her so many times. And you know the defense has to be watching out for. Now a chance to go to the line and get some points here.
Second personal on Troyer. Second team foul on Wayneville in the corner. And again, Evie Mast at the foul line. 5'5 junior guard. Had 3 points and 2 boards in that first game against Strongsville. That free throw is going to be no good. She has 3 points so far this evening. And stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Home Siding Contractors. It'll be Blaze and Mullins reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Mast now set for her second free throw attempt. That is up, and that's going to be good. Got the bounce. As Mast has 4. 18-4 Highland. Full court pressure is on once again. Inbound and a grab by Geiser in the backcourt. Geiser dribbles it against Trish Troyer. Has it. A pass across the midcourt line. Received now by Maddie Miller. Miller guarded by Mischler. Gets the handoff now over to Natalie Clever. Clever dribbles it high on the left. Gets the handoff now to Bella Perry. Perry with a pass. Right wing. Received now by Compston. Compston now top. She'll find Kylie Geiser at the top of the key. Crossover now. Geiser, three-pointer goes up. They partially blocked by Trish Troyer. Rebound, however, grabbed under the bucket by Clever. Clever's three-pointer for the quarter going to be no good. Rebound this time, 5-4, and going to be a foul called. Troyer going after that rebound. She was fouled chasing after it, I believe. And was going after that ball as well as Maddie Miller, as well as Geiser. They call that foul on Geiser. 13 foul on Wayneville, and Kylie Geiser has her first personal foul.
Now we're starting to see that's 3 fouls in the quarter, kind of equal on who's in foul trouble so far, but I think the officials saw the, you know, high intensity, high contact in that first quarter, just trying to slow it down a little bit.
Joplin Yoder still on the bench for Highland with 2 personals. Here's Evie Mast. Pass left wing goes to Weaver. Weaver to the baseline. Cross-court pass deflected, now grabbed by Mullen. Her three-pointer knocked down. Macy Mullet's on the board now for the first time. She has 3 points and a 21-4 lead for Highland. Pressure is on. Here's Geiser. Pass front court. She'll find Bella Perry. Perry with the layup. Going to be no good, but a foul is called. She was hacked on the arm by Ellie Habiger. But a good foul to prevent that open layup, as it'll be the first team foul in Highland, and Habiger has her first.
That's one of those ones, you know, Coach Laybaugh not getting, you know, overly excited about a foul, but I'm sure he'd trade a foul for a bucket there.
No doubt. That free throw going to be off the back of the rim. No good on the first attempt by Bella Perry, the 5'9 sophomore. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free t-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. And that second free throw is good by Perry. Splits a pair. She has her first point, 21-5 lead now for Highland. Lady Hawks basketball. Mullet to the front court. Spins around. Mullet looking. Pass to the corner. Goes to Weaver, but she can't handle it. Goes out of bounds to the Wayndale bench. And Wayne or Highland will have now their fifth turnover of the first half.
Now, it looks like Mullet had a play where she's trying to make the pass out there, then picked up her dribble maybe a beat too soon. Just couldn't get the best pass over to Weaver.
Golden Bears have it. Kylie Geiser working against Weaver across the midcourt line. Geiser dribbles it down top, now to the foul line. Shoot shot by Geiser up in the air. Good, and a foul on Weaver. Now Kylie Geiser, a chance for a three-point play and her first bucket tonight. Second team foul on Highland, and Weaver has for her. That'll be her first, her second personal foul.
That's what the Bears need out of Geiser. She needs to be able to make those shots and draw those kind of fouls. And you got to be careful. You let her start getting those shots off. We've seen her get hot in the past.
Averaging 14 and a half a game through the first two games. That free throw is going to be no good, though. Rebound grab by Macy Miller. Highland ball up 21-7. Macy Mullet now with it to the front court. Dribbles at right point. Now out top of the basketball. Spins around. Lobs the high on the right side to Evie Mast. Mast. Crossover. Down to the right wing. Lost it, but picked up by Habiger. She lost it and picks it back up. Off her knees and gets called for traveling, trying to get back onto her feet. And that will be a Highland turnover, up to six of those on the first half.
That's one of those, just kind of a bad break. You can't find anyone to pass, so your thought is, oh, I'm just try to stand up here. As soon as you move that leg, if you don't start dribbling the ball, you're going to get called for the travel.
Inbound to the front court, chased down by Maddie Miller. That three-pointer going to be a shot inside, no good by Miller. Rebound putback is good, however, behind her by Natalie Clever, and a foul. Natalie Clever with the offensive board and the putback, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play at the foul line.
That was her third offensive board, and that was a great drop back defensive play there on the first shot attempt, but just a little too late getting there for the second one. And don't look now, we're kind of seeing the Golden Bears get some things put together, and they're trying to creep back in.
Free throw no good by Clever. Rebound grabbed by Compston. Her putback is no good. Rebound fought for and going to be corralled now by Macy Mullen. Highland ball, bullets to the fast break. She'll back it up out top. Now the right wing, the Mishler, dribbles it. Shovels it out top to Macy Mullen. Mullen to the right wing. Into the corner now. Here's Edie Mast to the foul line. Out top to Perrin Mishler. Mishler, foul line, lane. Her runner up in the air going to be no good, but she draws the foul. Good take by Perrin Mishler, the freshman. And she'll go to the foul line now to shoot two free throws. That's the 14th foul on Wayndale in the second quarter of play.
They're going to get that one on Clever. That's a great little move there. She realized she was wide open on the right side. Cleaver got over there late.
First personal foul on Bella Perry. Again, Joplin Yoder is on the bench right now with the two personal fouls. And Wayndale, again, trying to make some headway in the second quarter of action. We'll check here at the scorer's table.
I think they just want to confirm who had the foul there.
And again, Perry Mishler will line it up. Free throw is up. It's going to be no good on the first attempt. The jewelry store in Millersburg has custom family jewelry with birthstones for each family member that will be appreciated by grandmothers, mothers, and daughters. Take advantage of sale prices now and order by December 11th for guaranteed Christmas delivery at the jewelry store. Second free throw by Mishler is going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound corralled by Brooke Compston. Wayndale ball down 21-9. 4.5 to play, second quarter. Troyer in the backcourt, guarded tightly by Evie Mast. Lost it, falls down. Throws it away, somehow picked up across midcourt on the dribble now by Maya Spittler, but she'll throw it away. Stolen by Evie Mast on the left wing back to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be well short of the rim. Rebound grabbed over by Mishler. Out top to Mast. Back to Macy Mullet at the top of the key. Mullet dribbles it back on the left side. Here's Mishler. Mishler to the baseline, cut off. Out top down to Evie Mast. Her three-pointer is going to be no good off the glass. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Trish Troyer. Another second chance opportunity for Highland. Here's Mullet. Drive to the foul line. To lane. Runner by Mullet. Up in the air. Going to be no good, but she will draw a foul. And now Mullet to the foul line to shoot two more free throws for the Lady Hawks. 15th foul on Wayndale in this quarter. And that foul will be on Compston, her first personal.
I have that as the eighth offensive rebound of the first half by the Hawks. Just a great way to, you know, keep getting those second chances. Good things happen.
Mullet's free throw is going to be no good. Got to make those free throws, though. Mullet is a 5'6 sophomore, had 10 points, 3 boards, as mentioned before, against Strongsville last Friday, and she'll have one more to go. Still a new Joplin Yoder in the second quarter for Highland. Mullet awaits the second free throw attempt. Now she's ready. Fires it up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Another missed free throw for Highland. Rebound goes to Kylie Geiser. Golden Bears basketball down 21-9. Geiser across midcourt, guarded tightly by Trish Troyer. Bounce pass to the right wing. Over to Clever. Spins around. Here pass along the baseline. Received now by Perry. Cross-court pass to Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be chased down now by Macy Mullen. Highland has the basketball. Mullen. Pass to the front court. Goes to Trish Troyer. Troyer. On the left wing, crossover, drive to the baseline, early up, off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped to the hands of Evie Mast. That shot is no good. Rebound going to be 5-4, grabbed by Perrin Mishler. Highland ball again with another couple of offensive rebounds. Mullet on the right wing back to Trish Troyer. She'll find Mast. Mast dribbles it to the foul line. On the left wing, goes out top, and the stolen away by Clever. Has it on the fast break. Now to the bucket. Spins around and gets close for traveling. Yes, she did travel on that spin move. And indeed, it will be a turnover for Wayndale as they are up now to 9 in the first half.
You know, right idea there, kind of try to slow it up, but if you're going to make that spin, you got to make sure you're in the air.
21-9, Highland. They have the ball. On the right wing goes to Mishler. Dribbles it. Out top, Macy Mullen. Back in the corner. Received on the dribble by Macy Miller, now out top to Mast. 2:48 to play in the second quarter. On the left wing to Macy Mullen. Her three-pointer's up in the air. It's going to be knocked down. Macy Mullen has 6 points on 2 3-pointers in the second quarter. And it's stolen away against the press. The steal by Trish Troyer out top to Mishler. 24-9 Highland. And they have the ball now. Here's Evie Mast out top. She'll find Trish Troyer on the left wing. Dribbles at top of the key. Back in the right corner goes to Evie Mast. Drive, lane, Mast, scoop shot, off the glass, and good. Mast now is up to 6 points, 26-9, Highland.
Hawks already showing that patience on the offensive end. They don't want to take a bad shot. They're going to look for what they want to see out there.
Geiser's pass inside. She'll find Clever, who lays it up and in. She has 4, 26-11 lead for the Lady Hawks. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Highland has the ball. Mullet out top. Gets the handoff. Trish Troyer. Troyer to the foul line. Pass to the corner to Mishler. Tries to save it and goes out of bounds. And that for Highland will be their 8th turnover of the first half. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Lays and Mullins back at WKLN Sports Central and a timeout called by Highland. We'll take a timeout as well. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Highland's next game will be next Wednesday. A week from now, they'll play on December 4th in a home game against Chippewa. And for Wayndale, they'll play on Saturday. After Thanksgiving, they'll play Saturday on the road against Copley. And out of the timeout, it is Highland with that 26-11 advantage. And Wayndale has the basketball in the backcourt. Embedded by Geiser, goes to Troyer, back to Geiser. Guarded by Trish Troyer in that backcourt. Kylie Geiser across the midcourt line. Dribbles the left wing. Now guarded by Mullet, goes out top of the pass to Clever. Back on the left point to Geiser. Geiser dribbles in the left wing, crossover. Now to the baseline, under the bucket, and gets called for traveling. Turnover number 11 now on the Lady Golden Bears.
I think Coach Geiser wanted a foul there, thought the bump is what caused the travel. The officials just going to stick with the traveling call. That is turnover number 11.
Highland has it. Here's Macy Mullet to the front court. Pass it out top. Crossover to the foul line. Here pass deflected out top. She's back down near the midcourt line by Trish Troyer. Troyer now to the foul line, to the lane. Lost it. Goes out of bounds off of her leg, and that will be a Highland turnover. They're now up to 9 of those in the first half.
Kind of that well-placed stab just knocked it out of her reach.
Full court pressure on as per usual. In matted to Kylie Geiser for Wayndale. Dribbles it across the midcourt line. Geiser out top. Has it high on the right. 1:10 to play, second quarter. Geiser top of the key. Now to the left wing. Crossover to the left side. Drive. Lane. Scoop out left hand by Geiser's no good. Rebound going to be corralled by Trish Troyer. Highland has it. Here's Macy Mullet to the front court. Into the corner now to Perrin Mishler. That three-pointer's going to be off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be a held ball. And the arrow does point to Wayndale, looks like. So Wayndale will have it after that missed shot in the tie-up.
You know, Mishler 0 of 3 from downtown, but she's had three very good-looking shots. I won't be surprised if she picks one up here in this ballgame pretty soon.
Andre Troyer has it to the front court on the left wing. 40 seconds to play in county in the second quarter. Her bounce pass to Geiser on the right wing. Kylie Geiser directing traffic out top. Double team pass inside the Compton. Around the foul line and going to get called for traveling. Good double team right away as she grabbed that ball. Caused her to shuffle her feet, and that'll be the 12th Wayndale turnover.
You know, each team has had some things that, some positives to look at. You look at Highland, both the offense and the defense have very positive here in this first half, Matt. But Wayndale, they've been struggling on the offensive end. They've looked a little bit better on the defensive end here in this second quarter, but Highland really just running the tempo of this game.
Macy Boa picks it up. Gets a pass off to Evie Mass. The left wing pass goes beyond the reach of Trish Troyer and out of bounds. So that's going to be a turnover number 10 on Highland. It'll be Wayndale with it on the back baseline against that full court pressure. Looks like that far side corner now to inbound it will be Kylie Geiser in the backcourt. Her pass to Compson. Back to Geiser. Guarded tightly by Trish Troyer. Geiser takes it across midcourt. Lost it and stolen away by Trish Troyer. Troyer's pass. Front court to Evie Mass, and that'll do it here for the first half. And the halftime score from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center at Dave Stabaugh Court. It is Highland 26 and Wayndale 11. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music. While you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Black Friday appliance savings are happening now through December 4th at Keim Mount Hope Hardware and Keim Home Center in Charm. Choose from a wide selection of gas and electric appliances, from top brand refrigerators and ranges to dishwashers and complete laundry solutions. You can shop with confidence knowing the Keim Appliance team services what we sell. Don't miss Black Friday savings on appliances at both Keim Mount Hope Hardware and Keim Home Center in Charm, now through December 4th.
In his halftime from the Reese Center, Highland has a 26-11 advantage over Wayndale as Highland jumped out to a 17-4 lead after one. Actually, they scored the first 15 points of the game, and Highland outscoring Wayndale 9-7 in the second quarter. In the second quarter, that saw Joplin Yoder not play the entire quarter due to having two personal fouls, while Highland still has that 15-point advantage at halftime at 26-11. For Highland in the first half, leading the way for them, Macy Mullett along with Evie Mast. Mullett was 2-for-3 from beyond the arc and 0-for-2 from two-point range, 0-for-2 from the foul line. Mullett had 6 points. Evie Mast, 1-for-2 from three-point distance, 1-for-2 from two-point range, 1-for-2 from the foul line. Mast had 6 points in the first half. Joplin Yoder had 5 first-quarter points before the foul trouble, and also 3 points scored by Trish Troyer, and 2 apiece for Ellie Habiger, Perrin Mishler, and Tori Weaver, rounding out the Highland total of 26 points. For Wayndale leading the way, that was Brooke Compton in the first half. She had 4 points. Natalie Clever also had 4, and 2 points scored by Kylie Geiser, 1 for Bella Perry, running out the Golden Bears total of 11. Halftime score, Highland 26, Wayndale 11. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Taking a look at the shooting for the Highland Hawks in that first half. I had them at 5 of 12 from downtown for 42% and 4 of 10. Easy mass for me on that one, 40% from two-point range. A combined 9 of 22 for 41% from the floor. Wayndale 0 of 8 from downtown, 5 of 11 from two-point land for 45%. Shooting combined 5 of 19 for 26% from the floor. Hawks 3 of 8 for 38% from the charity stripe. Golden Bears 1 of 4 for 25%. Highland with a big edge in rebounding, 23 rebounds, 11 on the offensive end. Wayndale 12 rebounds, 6 offensive. And Golden Bears just had 3 more turnovers than the Hawks, 13 for Wayndale, 10 for Highland.
Individually rebounding-wise for Highland, leading the way for them, Macy Mullen had 3 boards in the first half, 4 rebounds also for Trish Troyer. She had 2 at the offensive end. And for Wayndale, leading the way, 3 rebounds for Brooke Compton in the first half, and also 4 rebounds for Natalie Clever. She had 3 at the offensive end. Highland up 26-11 at halftime here, and for Highland, I guess, scored the first 15 points of the game. Really had to play the whole second quarter without Joplin Yoder, but still have that big lead here at the half.
Well, I think that just kind of goes to show this is the first year that the Hawks have really had a JV team in my time calling games at WKLM. So a lot of these, you know, younger players have gotten a lot of varsity minutes. You look at Macy Mullett, a sophomore. She played a lot on the varsity side a season ago, and that really helps you prepare for a game like this. Having a deep bench, if you have one of your top players get into foul trouble, you just go next player up and keep working.
And for Wayndale, I think there's plenty of talent here for them. It's just unseasoned talent. Kylie Geiser still plenty of action, of course, in her first 2 years of high school. But just trying to get some other players that opportunity to play against some of this tougher competition and get accustomed to that here at the varsity level.
And I don't think they've played a team that presses and is as physical on defense yet this season as the Highland Hawks. There's a reason these two teams always want to play each other. They both think if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, and both these coaches have a lot of respect for each other and each other's programs. This is a game that's just, it's going to help both teams get better early on in this season.
Highland is up 26-11 at the half. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Caleb Taylor, inviting you to take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. We know you have choices when shopping for appliances, and we are just as competitive as the big box stores. We take pride in listening to our customers and pairing them with the best appliances to meet their needs. We offer free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your purchase, as well as service after the sale. Thank you for allowing us to serve you. Millersburg Electric, State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is one quarter mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Get ready for Thanksgiving with these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have honeysuckle whole frozen turkeys while supplies last, $1.28 a pound. Black Label Hormel bacon, $4.98. USDA Choice New York strip steak, $9.98 a pound. We also have twin pack whole pork shoulder, $1.58 a pound. 21 to 25 count Southern Seas raw shrimp, $6.98. 10 pound bag of genuine Idaho potatoes, $4.48. 3 pound bag of California navel oranges, $3.98. And large stock celery, $1.48 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Just about ready for the start of the second half. Matt Croy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. It's Blazin' Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. This will be our last game of the week before, of course, Thanksgiving coming up your way, of course, after this. And then a full slate of basketball starting next week as well on Monday. And plenty of games will be live streamed as well throughout the course of the season once again this year on WKLM. Had the girls basketball preview that we put on social media last week, and you can find that still on our Facebook page. We'll be putting out the boys basketball season preview here in the next day or so, so look for that. Highland basketball to begin the second quarter of action. Going from right to left, here's Macy Bulla with a bounce pass. Goes to Joplin Yoder back in there. And hits the hit off to Macy Bulla. Her shot up going to be banked in. Macy Bulla off the assist from Joplin Yoder.
Basically right where we left off at the end of that second quarter.
Mullen has 8 points, 28-11 lead for Highland. Wayndale basketball going left to right. Out top of the pass down to Audrey Troyer. Troyer fumbles it, picks it up on the left wing. Good passers are Madeline Bainey. Bainey with it, now dribbles it. Out top of the pass over to Maddie Miller now. Her pass on the right side, received by Kylie Geiser, guarded by Trish Troyer. Out top of the pass to Compston. Dribbles it to the right wing, comes to a jump stop. Compston gets the handoff. Geiser to the foul line. Now left wing to Audrey Troyer. That three-pointer off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Joplin Yoder. She'll take it herself for Highland across the timeline. Yoder's pass inside. Nice look to Hamburger to the corner. Evie Mass, that three-pointer going to be knocked down. And that's just good basketball right there.
That is something, if you have a chance to look at the film of this game and show it to a young basketball player, that's what you want to see. One player looks down low. Defense comes in. Pass it out to the corner for a wide-open look at three.
Three-pointer by Mowak. Geiser's no good. Rebound. Two Geiser got her own rebound. Backs it up to the corner. Now three-pointer by Geiser going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to Ellie Habiger. Highland basketball up 31-11. Mola to the front court, dribbles it, pass in the corner to Evie Mass. Mass out top to Haberger, drive, lane, shot left hand off the glass, good by Ellie Haberger. What a drive in bucket.
And that's all set up by Joplin Yoder. She was pulling the defender's attention away. In fact, took a bump at the end of that play, but it opened up the lane for Haberger to take that right to the lane.
Haberger has four, 33-11 Highland. Wayndale basketball, 6-12 to play in the third. Pass inside goes to Troyer, gets called for steps. And good defense causing that inside under the basket, and that'll be for Wayndale their 14th turnover tonight. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Blaisdell Millis reporting on all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Highland basketball. Here's Macy Millis. Pass inside to Joplin Yoder. Out top to Weaver. Knocked away. Weaver tracks it back down to the backcourt, though. Off of that deflection of Audrey Troyer. Gets the handoff this Weaver to Macy Millis. Millis to the front court. Here pass goes to Haberger. And what? Foul called away for the basketball. And that'll be on the Golden Bears, I do believe. The first team foul on Wayndale here in this third quarter of play. And that foul is going to be slapped on Madeline Bainey, her first personal foul. So Highland with it. Midway into the front court on the near side. It'll be Ellie Haberger to do the inbounding. And does so to Macy Mullen. Clever checking in for Wayndale. Has left wing to be too strong by Haberger trying to find Weaver, but goes out of bounds in the corner, and that'll be the 11th turnover on Highland.
And just one of the few times tonight the Hawks haven't been on the same page. I think that pass might have just sailed on her towards the sideline a little bit as she was trying to thread a needle.
Natalie Clever has it for Wayndale. She'll take it across the timeline. Works it against Macy Mullen out top. Clever, the 5'6 sophomore. Her pass to Troyer high on the right. She'll dribble it out top. Working against Evie Mass. Lost it. Picks it back up in the left wing. Troyer looking. Shovels it out top in the hands of Clever. Surveys it. Now dribbles it to the left wing. Has the dribble. Gets the handoff back behind her to Kylie Geiser. Geiser, top of the key. Down the right side. Gets the handoff to Troyer. We have the top of the key. Troyer to the foul line. Gets the handoff. Back to Clever. Clever's three-pointers up in the air. Going to be in and out. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Finally grabbed the set by Geiser on the right block. Out top over to Bella Perry. Now to Clever. Back in the corner. Three-pointer by Audrey Troyer. Going to be off the mark. Rebound got by Geiser again. Dumps it inside to Compton. On the floor. Stolen away finally by Joplin Yoder. High ball. Here's Bullet to the front court. Pass to the corner to Evie Mast. Next inside. Going to be kicked by Wayndale defensively. So Highland will keep the basketball.
Kylie Geiser on that last possession, two offensive boards. She's had three already here in the third quarter. And it just seems like she's everywhere on the court right now for the Golden Bears, trying to jumpstart this offense down by 22 points.
Trying to do her part. Para Mischler's in for Evie Mass now for Highland. Here's Mullet with it on the left wing. Dribbles it to the corner. Pass goes out top to Ellie Haberger. Pass inside, stolen away. That'll be stolen by Perry to the front court to Troyer, but stolen right back away by Tori Weaver. Weaver has the poke loose and stolen again by Clever in a foul called, I believe, on Weaver after she had it taken away from her. So there'll be a first team foul on Highland in the quarter. Weaver going to have her third personal foul.
And she's going to check out immediately here. Looks like it's going to be Macy Miller checking in for. Also looked like Trish Troyer checking in for the Hawks.
It'll be the Golden Bears basketball just into the front court on the far side. Audrey Troyer, the sophomore to inbound. Does so to Compton out top. Her pass goes to Geiser on the right point. Geiser back to the basket, gets the handoff. Three-pointer by Clever's up in the air. That's way off the mark. And goes off the leg of Para Mischler. Good save by Troyer. And he'll stay with Wayndale. So Wayndale to inbound now beneath their own backboard. 4-12 to play, third quarter. Troyer's pass goes out top. She's down by Geiser. Geiser to the foul line. Now to the top of the key. Three-pointers up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Trickles out of bounds. And it will be Highland with the basketball. That defense, again, just forces you to take those tough shots. Even when you do get somewhat of a clean look. Inbounded to Macy Mullet. She'll take it against a half-court defense supplied by the Golden Bears. Pass goes around the foul circle to Joplin Yoder. Spins around, drives the lane. Her shot off balance is no good. Rebound to the four. Is grabbed by Geiser. Now the Troyer to the front court for Wayndale to Clever. Clever thought about a three and passed the pass and decides to pass inside over to Compton. Compton's pass goes across the lane and out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover. And that'll be up to 17 now for Wayndale.
I think she nutmegged her own player, bounced it in between her legs, just trying to get it down inside towards the block.
So Hilo will have it. 3:40 to play in the third. Mullis to the front court. Dribbles it down to the right wing, and she'll be fouled, hand-checking all the way on Kylie Geiser. Second team foul, Wayndale. And Geiser has her second personal foul. Evie Mass back in and Ellie Haviger in. Para Mishler will have a seat for Highland, as well as Joplin Yoder.
Oh, scoreboard has that as Geiser's third.
And batted out top goes to Ellie Haviger. Yeah, go over to Mullet on the left wing. Back out top to Haviger. Drive, lane, shot off the glass is going to be good. A strong move to the bucket by Ellie Haviger.
I've really liked what I've seen from Ellie so far tonight. She's had that strong move to the bucket. 3 of 3 from inside 2 points, inside three.
Ball poked loose out of bounds in the backcourt by Evie Mast. And I believe Wayndale will keep the basketball. But as you mentioned, 6 points for Haviger and 4 of those in the third quarter. 35-11 Highland, 3:19 to play in the third. And now Troyer to Wimbetta in the backcourt on the far side and mounts it to Perry. Back to Troyer. Troyer will cross the midcourt line. Has it left wing. Out top now, received by Kayla Miller. Her pass deflected, but she's down by Geiser near midcourt. Geiser works against Trish Troyer. Back to the corner. A dribble out top in the hands of Kayla Miller. And she'll be fouled on the reach-in by Macy Miller for Highland. Second team foul on Highland, and Miller has her first personal foul.
Yeah, just tried to reach in there and force the tie-up, and I think got a piece of the wrist. You know, that the hand-checking last year was like a big point of emphasis for the referees. Well, I haven't talked to any of my friends that officiate basketball this year, but we'll have to, I imagine that continued into this season.
Joplin Yoder in and Para Mishler in. Macy Miller and Trish Troyer will have a seat for Highland. And inbounded by Maya Spittler for Wayndale. Out top goes to Kayla Miller. On the right point to Perry. And going to be offensive foul called inside, I believe. We'll see who that's going to be on.
It's going to be on Geiser. I think she got the knee into the back end there. And
4th personal foul. Well, they can't afford her to be out. And she's going to be out anyway. And getting her 4th personal and checking in now, Natalie Clever. So big foul on Wayndale. And Highland's going to have it. All Lady Hawks right now at 35-11. Macy Mullet now has it across the midcourt line. Takes it to the right wing. Here pass goes to Joplin Yoder. Yoder double team. Pass across the lane and she'll be out of bounds, they're going to say. Joplin Yoder swarming defense inside on Joplin Yoder. As soon as she caught that ball, it'll be the 14th Highland turnover.
And it looked like they were both straight up and Joplin just trying to get rid of that ball. Couldn't keep her foot off the baseline.
Wayndale basketball against the full court pressure of Highland. Clever dribbles it against Macy Mullet. Clever across the midcourt line. Still has it on the dribble. Her bounce pass goes high on the right side. Tracked down by Spiller. And now in the corner received by Natalie Clever. Clever to the right wing. Takes the top of the key. Now to the foul line. On the left side goes to Audrey Troyer. Troyer dribbles it out top. Down to the foul circle. Still with the dribble. Takes it to the right wing. Back in the corner. Now three-pointer by Clever's up in the air. That's going to be way off the mark. And holding on the rebound by Macy Mullet. Mullet on the fast break for Highland. To the bucket. Backs it up to the corner. Air pass goes to Joplin Yoder. Yoder shot in the paint. And it's going to be up and good. Joplin Yoder now has 7. Her first point since the first quarter. 37-11. Highland with the lead.
Move we've seen Yoder really working on for a couple of years now. She gets that strong push into the paint. And able to just put it straight up no matter where she is, if she's to the left, right, or right underneath the bucket.
Runner by Audrey Troyer's no good on the drive. Rebound by Joplin Yoder. She has it stolen, though, on her outlet pass. Stolen by Clever, and she's down. So that'll be the 13th foul on Highland in the quarter, and that's going to be on Joplin Yoder, her third personal foul. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fred and Nick player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Fred and Nick Custom Apparel Embroidery and Screen Printing. In Holmesdale. Wayndale has the basketball beneath her own backboard. And Spittler to inbound. Hey, looking for someone to come up with him. Finally pass to the corner goes to Clever. Thought about it. Now dribbles it near Spaney with the basketball. Spins around. Pass out top goes beyond the reach of Spittler across midcourt. That'll be a half-court violation. And Wayndale has that turnover now up to 18 tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be their fifth here in the third quarter as well. It's like they had something. They had a play there trying to run, and then just an errant pass put an end to it.
Heber inbounds it out top to Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line, to the baseline. Her layup off the glass is good. Strong moving bucket, Joplin Yoder. 9 points for her. She has four in the quarter. 39-11 Highland. Wayndale has the ball. Now the Clever across midcourt has it high on the left, guarded by Trish Troyer. Clever crossover. Down to the corner. She'll be bumped and fouled by Perrin Mishler. 14 foul on Highland. Mishler has her first personal foul.
Yeah, Mishler kind of ran into that screen and then made contact.
McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for the broadcast tonight on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Embedded by Troyer. Goes down top with it. Three-pointer goes up there by Bainey. Going to be knocked down. Bainey left wide open. She drilled it.
That's the first triple of the evening for the Golden Bears.
Her first points of the night. Highland ball inside Joplin Yoder. Out top to Haberger. A three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound trickles out of bounds, and Wayndale will have the ball with 49 seconds to play in the third, and Highland with that 39-14 advantage.
Now, Haberger missed that shot, but a good look there from the Hawks. They realize Joplin Yoder triple teams. That means there are two players on the court, no one guarding him. Haberger was one of them. They get it up to her. She gets a good shot off, just couldn't get it to fall.
Did smart basketball, as you talked about. Just not able to knock that shot down. Ball embedded in the backcourt to Kylie Geiser. Back in there with four personal fouls. Geiser dribbles it against Mishler across the midcourt. Has it high on the left. 40 seconds. Geiser's pass goes to the corner. Drive by Clever to the baseline. Hurley up off the glass is good. Clever has six, 39-16 Highland.
Clever's perfect from within three to, or from inside three tonight, 3 of 3 on two-point field goals.
Mishler has the right wing, 25 seconds. Dribbles it out top. On the left wing, pass goes to Trish Troyer. She'll find Haberger, top of the key. On the right wing, received by Evie Mast. 14 seconds. Mast, the handoff goes to Mishler. 12 seconds to go. Goes out top to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Haberger, however. 5 seconds in the quarter. Out top to Evie Mast. Her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be knocked down as the buzzer sounds to close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, Highland 42, Wayndale 16. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Highland outscored Wayndale 16-5 in that third quarter of play. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel, where Highland was 2 of 4 on three-pointers for 50%. Wayndale was 1 for 6 for just 17%. Highland 5 for 6 from two-point range for a scorching 83% shooting. Wayndale was 1 of 2 for 50%. Neither team attempted the foul shot. Each team had 6 rebounds in that third quarter, and each team had 5 turnovers as well in that third quarter of play. Just about ready for the start of the fourth quarter, and here at side court to inbound the basketball will be Audrey Troyer. Inbounds it to the front court, and it'll be grabbed here on the dribble. And pass goes right wing, Kylie Geiser. Lobs it out top. Received by Maddie Miller. Her three-pointer knocked down for the top of the key. Patty Miller for Wayndale makes it a 42-19 Highland advantage. Lady Hawks basketball the other end. On the left wing, pass goes to Trish Troyer. Out top to Joplin Yoder. Yoder dribbles it. On the left wing, back to Macy Moa. Inside, Joplin Yoder on the left block. Double team, back out top now. Three-pointer by Trish Troyer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be a foul call, I believe. Going to call that on Evie Mast. Going over the back. That'll be the first team foul on Highland in the fourth quarter. Mast has her second personal.
Once again, Yoder realizing she's double-teamed in the paint. Sees Troyer up top there, wide open. Again, doesn't fall in, but you get a wide-open look at three. You're going to see the Hawks hit that more often than not.
Wayndale with the ball. Here's Audrey Troyer. Bounce pass goes to the corner now to Maddie Miller. Miller to the baseline. Cut off. She'll throw it away. Stolen by Trish Troyer. And Highland has the ball. It'll be the 19th Wayndale turnover of the night. Into the front court to Habiger on the left wing. Pass inside the paint goes to Joplin Yoder. She'll be fouled. She was hooked in there by Kayla Miller. First team foul on Wayndale. And Miller has her first personal.
Yeah, that's the right call there. Just got the arm in there trying to knock the ball away. But when Yoder caught it, she couldn't get it out in time. Official, I think, kind of let her play through it, see if Yoder could go to the basket, but then couldn't.
Thrown away on the inbounds pass, stolen by Geiser. Geiser to the front court, dribbles it, shot by Geiser up in the air, going to be good, and the foul. Kylie Geiser playing with four personal fouls herself. Now a chance for a three-point play. Just 4 points for Geiser, second bucket tonight against that tough Highland defense. Second team foul on Highland there, and that foul going to be called on Bullet, her first.
No, Geiser having a little bit of an off night from the floor so far, just two field goals. But when she gets hot, she can really lead this team in a multitude of categories.
Free throw no good. Rebound Joplin Yoder. Highland ball up 42-21. A minute into the fourth quarter. Macy Bullet to the right wing. Pass to the right block. Joplin Yoder across the lane on the left wing. The Joplin. Trish Troyer. Troyer's three-pointer's no good. Rebound into the hands of Audrey Troyer. Back to Geiser. Into the front court. Goes to Bella Perry. Her layup was no good. Rebound Macy Mullet. Mullet to the front court on the fast break. Pass right wing to Evie Mast. Down to Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer's going to be knocked down. Joplin Yoder, her second three-pointer tonight. She has 12 points overall. 45-21 Lady Hawks. Wayndale ball. Here's Geiser, drive, lane, shot left hand by Geiser off the glass, no good, rebound ripped down by Joplin Yoder. Highland has it, Macy Mullet now to the front court, dribbles it, pass to the corner now to Trish Troyer, finds Macy Mullet on the left wing. Mullet comes to a jump stop, out top of the pass to Evie Mast, now drives to lane, Mast lost it, and what? Going to be a foul called as he dribbled against about three players inside the paint. That'll be the second team foul on Wayndale in this fourth quarter of play.
And that's one, in the past, we might see Evie look to shoot that one, try to get it past the defender, but she saw the lane open up, and she's able to go down and earn herself a trip to the free throw line.
Certainly did. Perry, her second personal. Evie Mast now with the free throw. Going to be good. Mast now has 13 points on the night. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. And it'll be Blaze DeMolo's reporting all the area girls basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Not a lot of action tonight, but there are about, I think, three girls games on the slate, including this one. And Mass now with the second free throw. That's going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Habiger, but to what?
Do we have a lane violation?
I think so. Mass, of course, already a season high for her. First time she's been in double figures out of the two games. It is a 13-point effort now, and a chance to make amends for that missed free throw, and she will do so as she knocks that one down. 14 points for Evie Mast.
3 of 4 from the charity stripe down, thanks to that redo.
No doubt. 47-21 Highland. Wayndale has it. Here's Troyer to the front court, guarded by Para Mishler, who's in the game now. Troyer, left wing, picks it up. Double team, gets a pass off. Now to Bainey in the far side, dribbles it to the top of the key. Her pass on the right side goes to Natalie Clever. Clever dribbles the top of the key, now to the foul line. Pass deflected on the four, and dove after. Going to be a held ball. Arrow points to Highland. The turnover on Wayndale with 5.5 to go.
That's turnover number 20, and even though it's going to go down as a tie-up in the scorebook, that's one you can give to credit to Mast. She's the one that knocked that ball away, able to force the tie-up.
Good effort still in this fourth quarter, and Highland has it now. Here's Evie Mast to the front court. has it out top on the left wing, Torrey Weaver. Weaver drive to the baseline. Her pass out top, deflected, and be tied up again, but they are all going to point to Wayne Hill. So a Highland turnover this time, and it'll be Golden Bears with the basketball. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink apparel, embroidery, screen printing in Holmesville. It'll be Wayne Dale with the basketball. Here's Audrey Troyer across the half-court line. Dribbles it out top. Now to the foul line. Bumped, and that will be foul on Weaver. So 13 foul on Highland. Weaver now is up to four personal fouls.
You know, Weaver there, that's a good defensive play there. It would have been probably a no-call there, except she unset herself at the last second right before the contact was made.
It battled on the foul line, goes to Bainey. Enters a pass under the bucket, goes to Compton. Her shot blocked by Joplin Yoder. Goes out of bounds after the block, and it will be Wayne Dale with the basketball. But, again, Joplin Yoder with those long arms for the six-foot senior getting that block on the ball. Wayne Dale to windbound, but he thrown backboard. Audrey Troyer lobs it into the hands now of Madeline Bainey around the foul line. Backs up for a three-pointer from the top of the key by Bainey. She'll miss the shot. Rebound goes to Audrey Troyer. Gets the handoff now to Natalie Clever. Out top to Maya Spittler. Out to the left wing. Spittler picks it up. Pass inside. Goes to Compton. Her layup is going to be good.
Like I said, we've seen some good things come out of the Golden Bears tonight, and it's plays like that. They kind of get the little pick and roll going, get Compton wide open for a look.
Compton has six. Highland basketball at 47-23. Pass out top to Perrin Mishler. Dribbles it to the foul line. Her 15-footer's up there. Going to be good. Mishler has 4 points, a couple of buckets tonight by the freshman, 49-23 Highland. Wayne no ball to the front court off the leg of Clever, out of bounds. That'll be a turnover.
Add on
to the total. 21 tonight.
You know, just looking at Mishler so far tonight, yeah, she's got two buckets. I'm interested to see, let's get a few more games under her belt. She's made some good moves, had some good shots. I really think she could develop into a bigger threat in this Highland offense this year.
Mishler's pass inside goes to Joplin Yoder on the right block. Double team. Doesn't matter. Her shot no good, though. Rebound corralled by Maya Spiller. Golden Bears have it. Midway point of the fourth quarter. Geyser on the right point. Crossover to the foul line. Hand off to Spiller. Drive, lane, and going to be a foul away from the basketball. I believe on the... That'll be the 14th on Highland here in the quarter. Going to call that foul.
Oh, no, that's going to be an offensive foul. They're going to give Compton the hook.
13 foul on Wayne, though, instead. Compton has her second personal foul. So Highland has it now. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000. Pass inside, grabbed by Mishler, across the lane now. As Highland has it on the left wing to Haberger, out top to Weaver. Weaver back on the left side. Here's the dribble by Peyton Yoder, the 5'6 freshman in the game now for Highland. Now to Weaver, back on the right side to Haberger. Her three-pointer is going to be off the mark. And a foul called away from the basketball. Weaver diving after the ball as Geyser caught that ball. Was, you know, Weaver also Clever going after the basketball, and a foul was called.
Yeah, that's going to be five for Weaver. Her night comes to an end. 2 points, 3:35 to go in the ball game, but she was all over the place tonight.
Always scrappy. You know she's going to play hard. It'll be Wayne Dale with it. Ball inbounded and grabbed by Kylie Geyser. Guarded by Mishler across midcourt on the dribble. Geyser to the foul line. Fumbles it, picks it up, and knocked to the floor. Going to be tied up, and the held ball arrow does point to Highland, so Wayne Dale will add on to their turnover total. Up to 22 tonight now. All Highland up 49-23. And with it now to the front court is Macy Moa. Picks it up, shovels it right wing back to Edie Mast. On the left wing, back to Haberger. Finds Mast, left wing. Gets the handoff now to Peyton Yoder. Drive by Macy Moa. Her runner going to be up, but they're going to be no good by Moa. Rebound grabbed by Maya Spittler. Golden Bears basketball. Here's Geyser to the front court. Geyser going to be bumped in foul on that dribble. And it'll be team foul number five on the Lady Hawks coming in this fourth quarter of play. So it should be a bonus situation, I do believe.
So looks like Mishler picks that one up. Her second.
Highland, like I mentioned, next week, going to play Chippewa, and that'll be an interesting matchup next Wednesday.
I don't think anyone's realized. Now they've realized it was a
they're lined up at the foul line. Kylie Geiser steps there.
Geiser 0 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight on two trips.
Free throw up going to be good by Geiser. She has 5. 49-24. Highland with the lead. Now Geiser with the second free throw attempt. That is up, and that's going to be good. Buries them both. She has 6. Highland basketball. Here's Macy Mullen. 49-25 Lady Hawks. Mullen out top. Her pass, Perrin Mishler. Mishler's three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Mishler is starting to find it here for the freshman. 7 points for her. She has 5 of those in the fourth quarter.
The way she'd been shooting those threes tonight, I thought it was only a matter of time until she found one. Had a great look there and nothing but net.
52-25 Highland. Wayndale has it. Geiser's pass goes out top over to Maya Spiller. Back on the right wing to Clever. Dribbles the top of the key. Backs it up. Her pass on the right side, received now by Spiller. Out top to Geiser. 2:20 to go. Geiser, three-pointer left wing, going to be no good. Rebound, juggled and grabbed, finally picked up by Ellie Habiger. Highland ball, here's Bullock on the fast break. Pass inside, goes over to Edie Mast. Head fake, layup by Mast is no good. Rebound slapped to the floor. He'll be chased down by Clever. Golden Bears basketball on the fast break. Clever, three-pointer up in the air, going to be knocked down.
It's her first triple of the night.
9 points for her. Timeout called. 1:54 to go. Highland 52, Wayndale 28. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Lady Hawks have the lead and out there on the floor here as we resume action. Macy Miller will be back on the floor for Highland. Of course, there's a Macy Miller for Highland as well as Wayndale. And just to, in case you're wondering, and Highland's going to have it out of this timeout. Inbounded to Macy Mullet. Hawks have it to the front court. Pass goes left wing now. And the dribble to the foul line. Pass goes right wing. Miller's pass goes out top to Perrin Mishler. Mishler spins around to the foul line. Kicks the left wing to Miller. Out off to Macy Mullet. Mullet drive. Lane scoops up by Miller. Mullet is off the last. No good. Rebound goes to Kylie Geiser. Allen's a pass to the front court. Deflected away and stolen by Macy Mullet. Here pass to the corner. Now to Perrin Mishler. Back to Mullet on the right wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Lane. Layup by Mullet. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And that'll be off of Highland. So Wayndale will have the basketball. Peyton Yoder is out there as well. Mullet now will have a seat. Replaced by 5'5 freshman Carly Weaver. 1:21 to go. All Highland up 52-28 from the Reese Center. Kylie Geiser has it. Into the front court, dribbles the left wing out to the foul line. Into the corner, goes over to Maddie Miller. Her three-pointer's no good. Rebound grabbed by Perrin Mishler. Mishler on the fast break. Pass inside, going to be thrown away. There's the steal. Into the front court on that turnover. Here's over to Geiser. Dumps it inside. Goes to cutting Audrey Troyer. Her layup was no good with the left hand. Rebound out top. Going to be a foul ball on a loose ball foul after it was picked up by Peyton Yoder. But the foul called, I believe, on Highland. Already 5 team fouls, so it should be a bonus situation. And that foul going to be slapped on Carly Weaver. Of course, that'll be her first. At the foul line is Maddie Miller. 5'5 junior guard, averaging 6 a game. The free throw is no good. And checking in, going to be Easton Miller, 5'7 freshman for Highland, replacing Maddie Miller. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel and Blaisdell Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Both free throws no good by Maddie Miller. Rebound is picked up by Perrin Mishler for the Lady Hawks. 48 seconds to go. Mishler to the front court. Spins around to the left point. Picks it up. Mishler. Pass deflected on the left wing and out of bounds off of Wayne Dale. So Highland will keep the basketball.
And tried to get the turnover there. Almost had the steal, just couldn't hold on to it.
Peyton Yoder to freshman to inbound it. Does so to Tara Mishler. Back in the left wing. Here's a dribble to the foul line. Pass near side goes over to Peyton Yoder. Out top of the pass to Mishler. Drive to lane. Mishler will be fouled on the reach in before that shot was taken, it looked like. But it'll be the fourth team foul on Wayne. They'll call that foul also on Maya Spiller. Her first. 27 seconds to go. Inbounded out top. Lady Hawks have it to the foul line. Here's the dribble by Carly Weaver. Near pass cross court. Received now by Easton Miller. 17 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Weaver dribbles it to the foul line, and she'll get called for traveling with 12.3 seconds to play. And 19 turnovers for Highland tonight. Maya Spiller inbounds it, where it's grabbed by Audrey Troyer in the backcourt. Troyer to the frontcourt, working against Perrin Mishler, now to the right wing. Gets the handoff. Clever to the foul line, into the corner, three-pointer. Up in the air, going to be no good by Maddie Miller. Rebound to the four, going to be corralled by Troyer, and that'll do it here for the game. Highland gets the win on their home opener tonight by the final margin of 52-28 as Highland goes to 1-1 on the year with their first victory of the season. Wayndale will drop the record to 1-2. Again, the final, Highland 52 and Wayndale 28. Back to recap the game for you after this on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement.
improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's 15th Annual Christmas Festival is taking place at the Berlin Grand Hotel in downtown Berlin on Friday, December 6th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is $5 per person, with children 14 and under free. Prepare to be enchanted by a stunning array of over 100 beautifully decorated Christmas trees, wreaths, centerpieces, displays, and small furniture pieces, all available for purchase. All proceeds from the festival will directly benefit Palm Marine Hospital's mission of caring for our community's health. Patient care equipment and facility improvements that serve our community. Plan to attend Palm Marine Hospital Auxiliary's Christmas Festival on December 6th and 7th at the Berlin Grand Hotel.
It is the final for the Perry Reese Junior Community Center and Girls High School basketball tonight. It was all Highland as they defeat Wayndale by the score of 52-28. Highland scored the first 15 points of the basketball game and really never looked back, as Highland led 17-4 after one. They had a 26-11 lead at halftime. 42-16 through three, and Highland wins the game 52-28. Leading the way for the Lady Hawks, that was Evie Mast on the night. As for Evie Mast, she would go 2-for-3 from beyond the arc, 1-for-3 from two-point range, and she goes also 3-of-4 from the foul line. Evie Mast had 14 points to lead all scores in double figures for the first time of the year, and of course it has a new season high for her. And also in double figures for the second time out of two games, Joplin Yoder, despite missing the second quarter due to foul trouble, Joplin Yoder finished up going 2-for-2 from beyond the three-point line, 2-for-6 from two-point range, and also was 2-of-2 for the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 12 points on the evening for her. Also, 8 points scored by Macy Mullet and 6 points for Ellie Habiger. Also, a total of 7 points for Perrin Mishler. That'll be a new season high for the freshman. And 3 points scored by Trish Troyer, 2 for Tori Weaver, who found out with 3:35 to play. And that was the total of 52 for the Lady Hawks. For Wayndale, leading the way, Natalie Clever finished up with 9 points for her on the evening, and she was 1-of-5 on three-point tries, 3-for-3 from two-point range, 0-for-1 for the foul line. Clever had 9 points, also 6 points apiece for Kylie Geiser and Brooke Compton. As for Geiser, 0-for-7 from three-point distance, 2-for-5 from two-point range, and 2-of-4 for the foul line. Geiser with her 6 points. I mentioned Compton also had 6 points on the evening. She was 3-for-6 from two-point range. 3 points apiece for Maddie Miller and Madeline Bainey, rounding out the Wayndale total of 28. Final score, Highland 52, Wayndale 28. Now for the final team numbers. Here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Taking a look at the shooting numbers for the Hawks. 9 of 21 for downtown for 43%, and a blistering 10 of 21 for 48% from inside of the arc. They shot a combined 19 of 42 for 45%. Wayndale on the evening, 3 of 23 for 13% from beyond the arc, 8 of 19 for 42% from two-point range. They shoot 11 for 42 for 26% combined tonight. Hawks, 5 of 10 from the charity stripe for 50%, 3 of 9 for 33% for the Golden Bears. Hawks with the rebounding edge, 34 total rebounds, 13 of them on the offensive end, 29 total rebounds, 14 offensive for the Golden Bears. Golden Bears had 23 turnovers compared to 19 for Highland.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland on the night: Macy Mullet had 5 rebounds, 5 boards also for Ellie Habiger, 4 rebounds for Trish Troyer, 2 at the offensive end, and 5 boards also for Joplin Yoder, and also 4 rebounds for Para Mishler. She had 2 at the offensive end. For Wayndale was Kylie Geiser, who finished up with a total of 7 rebounds. 4 came at the offensive end, and 3 boards for Audrey Troyer. Natalie Clever chipped in with 5 rebounds on the night. She had 3 at the offensive end. Highland wins it by the final score 52-28. An impressive performance by the Lady Hawks. We talk about just different players stepping into larger roles this year. I think a good example certainly is Evie Mass. She was certainly a part of last year's team. Not a big score, but you kind of see what she's capable of with the 14 points this evening.
Well, and you kind of take a look at what I was saying. There was that one ball she got at the top of the key. In the past, we might have just seen her take a shot. It was a good shot, but she saw that lane open up on the left side, took it in, was able to earn a trip to the charity stripe. but really just her court presence tonight and basketball IQ. So far, one of the best performances I think we've seen out of her from an entire game standpoint, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball.
And as always, it kind of starts with the defense, the Highland suffocating defense as per usual.
Came out with that full court press, and like I said, this is a Golden Bears team that they have experience, but, you know, they lost some very good senior leadership last year that they're still, I think, trying to find that vocal leader on the court. You hold Geyser to just a couple points tonight. That's what you want to see if you're the Hawks, but the Golden Bears, if they want to make some noise in the Wayne County Athletic League again this year, especially with the Chippewa team that's coming off a trip to Dayton last year, poised to try to make another run, they're going to want to see Geyser start to really ramp it up here in the next few games. But I, like I said earlier, I think this is a great game for both teams. Highland, it kind of shows that they've got a really deep bench again. What else is new for the Hawks? But Wayndale, I think it kind of opened up and shows them where they really need to work on this season.
Our Threat and Ink player of the game will indeed be Evie Mass. We have those 14 points, so Evie Mass will be a Threat and Ink player of the contest. And Mass, again, had the 14 points this evening, along with the one rebound for her. So Evie Mass, again, our Threat and Ink player of the game. For Highland with the win, they go to 1-1 on the year. They'll play next Wednesday. A week from now, we'll play in a home game against Chippewa. That should be a good battle right there. And for Wayndale, with the loss, they're dropping to 1-2 overall. They'll play this Saturday, a road game against Copley as well. For Jake Sino, I'm Matt Coy. Special thank you to Blaze the Bullens back at WKLM Sports Central. Reminder, after the game, we'll have high school scoreboard coming your way. We'll have all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final, it was Highland 52 and Wayndale 28. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.